With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to defend his military's fight against Hamas terrorists in Gaza, and in a video message, he denounces the anti-Semitic protests taking place on some U.S. college campuses.
This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally.
A Hamas official says the terror group would lay down its weapons if Israel agrees to a two-state solution, but it's unlikely Israel will agree to a Palestinian state established along pre-1967 borders. Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump's immunity case will be argued at the Supreme Court this morning. Correspondent Mark Sherman explains.
The court will hear an argument in the case about whether Trump is himself immune from prosecution. And a decision in that case could come by late June, although the special counsel Jack Smith has asked the court to decide that case on a much faster time frame, which might allow a trial to be held before the November election if indeed the court finds that Trump is not immune from prosecution.
Idaho's abortion law was on the Supreme Court docket yesterday, and reporter Lindsay Whitehurst explains why that case is being closely watched.
One of the key questions in the case is when doctors are allowed to perform an abortion in Idaho. There is an exception in state law for the life of the pregnant person, but doctors say it's not always clear when a condition becomes dire enough to be life-threatening as opposed to posing a serious risk to the woman's health.
18 people have been indicted by an Arizona grand jury in a case related to the 2020 presidential election. The indictment names 11 Republicans for submitting a false document declaring Donald Trump won Arizona. This is SRN News. Methodists battle over church property in Arkansas.
A judge has ruled that the congregation of First United Methodist of Jonesboro must abandon its building if it decides to leave the United Methodist Church. Circuit Judge Gary Arnold has decided that the property belongs to the denomination and the congregation must vacate. Pastor John Miles says the ruling will be appealed. Similar court battles are taking place across the country as conservative churches quit the UMC. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana is expected to join the growing list of states seeking to protect children from transgenderism now that a Republican occupies the governor's mansion. Former Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, vetoed a bill that would have barred teachers from introducing the transgender lifestyle to elementary school students. Louisiana's current governor is Republican Jeff Landry, and he supports such measures, and the GOP majority legislature is busy reviving them. This is SRN News. More than one in four U.S. adults over the age of 50 say they never expect to retire.
An AARP survey found that more than a quarter of U.S. adults don't expect to retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. About a quarter say they have no retirement savings. The AARP study is in coordination with the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and it's based on interviews completed with more than 8,000 people. 37% are worried about meeting basic living costs like food and housing, but 33% of respondents older than 50 believe their finances will be better in a year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
America's birth rate declined last year, marking an end to the late pandemic rebound. The CDC says about 3.5 million babies were born in the U.S., about 76,000 fewer than the year before. Birth rates fell across almost all racial and ethnic groups. More details at SRNnews.com.